We have a great panel now on developing an effective incident response plan, and we will be hearing from John B. Sapp Jr., who's at Texas Mutual Insurance Company. John is an award-winning cyber industry professional and information security executive. He was an early adopter of cybersecurity technology and is adept at building and optimizing enterprise cybersecurity programs. We also have Jeremy Rucker, who is an attorney at Spencer Fain. And he also focuses on cybersecurity. He is a CIPP and is adept at leading companies in data strategy work. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to present this topic to you with Jeremy here. We're going to talk about how to develop an effective incident response program, because as you've heard throughout the morning in the earlier sessions, some of the things around the SEC rules and those other things, incident response is a very necessary capability that you need in order to be able to fulfill and meet those requirements and provide some of the reporting that's necessary. So I want to start with some terms and definitions. Incident management is one term that I want to start with, and that is a more broad term. So whether the incident, and it's type agnostic. So a type of incident could be a simple outage, a failure of your power outage. So that's an incident. It could actually be a cyber attack. That's an incident. There are many different types of incidents that fall under the topic of incident management. But specific, and it's more about the process of identifying and analyzing and determining what type of response is needed. What we're going to be talking about today is specifically a cyber incident response. And what that term incident response means is it's really about the process of triaging and taking an in-depth look at what are the technical recovery actions that are needed to be able to respond to this particular cyber incident. It has a team that is purpose-built for it, and it utilizes processes or playbooks that are based on the type of incident. So whether it is a ransomware attack or whether it is a denial of service where an attacker has disrupted a website or a business process, some software that you use in the process of your business. That's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, and to kind of zoom out a bit, I have a few additional definitions here. Incident versus breach. And in dealing with, you know, hundreds of data incidents, data breaches, what have you, I typically see that these terms are kind of used interchangeably, but there are some real legal implications from the usage of, the two definitions if they're not used correctly. As, John kind of alluded to before, an incident is an actual or suspected unauthorized use or disclosure or unauthorized acquisition, right? Whereas when we're talking about a breach, we're talking about a more specific type of incident, right? And a breach has legal obligations attached with it. So it's very important from incident response planning purposes to really understand the differences and when to use each so that you're not inadvertently attaching some of those legal requirements. And when we're talking about a breach, in Texas, we're talking about an unauthorized acquisition of data, whereas some states, will define it as an acquisition or an access to data. But here it's an unauthorized acquisition of computerized data that compromises the security, confidentiality, or integrity of sensitive personal information. So it's protecting a very well-defined subset of information, right? It's not all the information. We're talking about sensitive personal information. And sensitive personal information here in Texas means name, first name, last name, in combination with some type of social security number, governmental ID, or some type of financial information. So just to keep that in mind, going forward, the difference between an incident versus a breach, whereas the breach carries those legal obligations, you know, notification and other obligations. But